Kempire is brought to you by
Boston. You're up next. The Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Boston on May 30th. Have you gotten your tickets yet? Well, Nashville, we're also coming to you in July, July 11th, and then July 12th, we will be in Atlanta. And after that, in August, we will be coming through to Seattle. We're bringing our live show of Hot Topics, Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Married to Medicine, and so much more to a city near you. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are waiting to confirm some of those dates as well. So stay locked. Make sure you're following us so you can get updates. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, because we will definitely be updating you here about the Kempire After Dark live tour. Be sure to check out the description for more details on our live tour stops coming up soon.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
I apologize, y'all, for being a little tardy. I apologize. But if you have been under a rock, I just dropped a video where we had some breaking news. I apologize to the Summer House Martha's Vineyard fans, because normally we would be live at 5:30. Oh, hold on. Wait, I got things open. Hold on. There we go. Hold on. I gotta mute myself. That's how busy I have been. So shout out to all of you that are here for our Summer House Martha's Vineyard live recap. However, I did want to point out, I did post a video about Diddy and his homes, both in Los Angeles and in Miami, have been raided by Homeland Security, the feds. The Southern District of New York is pursuing this case. And for those that are Real Housewives of Salt Lake City fans, you're familiar with the Southern District of New York. You got familiar after the Jen Shaw of it all. So apparently they are investigating Diddy. As you know, Diddy is facing multiple civil suits. One stems from the 90s, but we're going to continue to follow this story. Look, that's all we have. I know there are rumors that Diddy was arrested. I have not seen any confirmation of Diddy being arrested, but we did see that his sons were placed in handcuffs along with other people. Look, we've learned a thing or two in regards to the stories that we've covered. You remember with the Jen Shaw of it all, we reported to you then that her sons were actually placed in handcuffs as well. I think that is protocol when your home is being raided. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. And thank God I wouldn't know anything about that, because that's got to be scary. I feel bad for his sons. They are not, at this point, from what we know, are not involved in what Diddy's being accused of. But they were there, so they were placed in handcuffs. Did they place the gardener also in handcuffs? Oh, damn. I know he went home and said, I quit. Look, I quit. What did you quit? But I guess you can't quit if you need a job. All right, I've digressed. This is not why you guys came here for. You came here for our Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap. So let's get into that, okay? Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and don't forget you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. Speaking of podcasts, I stopped by Ryan Bailey's podcast. If you missed it, we talked all about Hot Topics. We even talked about my predictions. Not me predicting regular Robin was going to get fired. And that's the word on the street. So be sure to check that out. Links will be available in the description, or just go to your favorite podcast platform and go take a listen. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. If you're on YouTube, you can also watch our conversation there as well. So be sure to check that out. Speaking of which, I also had a special guest for our Real Housewives of Potomac recap earlier today. So be sure to check that out. The Brooke Ashley was here. So check that out. We had a really great conversation about the RHOP season finale. Sidebar, I might be an oracle. Because Ryan asked me during our conversation, you know, who do I think might be, in the realm of getting in trouble again? And I said, I think someone in hip hop is going to be in some trouble again. So we already knew about Diddy, but the fact that Diddy's home was raided literally after I said that. Okay. Okay. But anyways, I've digressed. I've digressed. Guys, if you're just joining us, we are here for our Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap. I am excited to talk about this show. I went to their premiere party. I had a really great time. I want to talk about the premiere party before we talk about anything else. If you were here for an RHOP recap, I will remind you, I saw Candace was there. I saw Charisse, one of the executive producers of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, the same executive producer that told me about this series two BravoCons ago. I saw there, and she wanted to introduce me to Charisse. I'm like, why? Unless Charisse is coming back next season. Uh-oh. Look, uh-oh. Do you think Charisse is coming back next season as a full-time housewife? I just had that scary thought. She was very nice, though. Charisse was very nice. She looked really cute. But I also told you, I think Charisse has some bad juju. And the reason why I say that, because you saw on the RHOP finale, she got her foot got stomped on. And then at this Summer House Martha's Vineyard party, someone dropped a drink and it splashed on Charisse's legs and it splashed on my suit pants. And that's when I knew it was time to go. First of all, I was there past the time I thought that I was going to even be there. I almost stayed till it was done. But after that happened, I said, time to go. I will see you guys later. I was like, bye, Brooke. Bye, Charisse. Bye, Candace. Bye, cast. Anyways, before we continue about my experience at the Summer House Martha's Vineyard premiere, sidebar, I wasn't invited to the season one. I'm not mad, though, because everyone kept on talking about season one's premiere party, and apparently that season one premiere party had like 300 and something people at it, and I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't there for that. COVID is still real. Just saying. Look, and this was pretty crowded, and we were just talking earlier about how, talking about the RHOP fight, the brawl, God forbid something went down at this party, and you're trying to claw your way out. I don't play like that. Look, I don't play like that. No. But you know what I also don't play about? My health or my well-being. Speaking of which, one of the things that I do before I go live is have my AG1. And I love AG1, and I love partnering with them because I believe that their stuff really works. And I've been trying it, as you know, for a while now. You guys know we worked with AG1 last year or maybe the year before. So I am excited for them to be a new partner. So I gave AG1 a try. It's still really great. I love it. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Okay? It's got prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. And here's an important thing, because I didn't realize this until I was going through AG1 with my nutritionist. It is tested for 950 contaminants and is NSF certified for sport. I was like, really? I didn't even know what that meant until my nutritionist explained it to me. Okay. So even I have friends and a lot of you that have been trying out AG1 and really enjoying it. The taste for me is very easy. It goes down very easy. It's a little fruity, pineapple-y flavor. I know a lot of you have been asking about that. Very easy. I literally just had a glass of it before I came live because I've been running around all day today. And I said, oh my God, I didn't take my AG1. So if I'm a little hyper, you know, and it's not because AG1 makes me hyper. I'm just saying it gives you a boost of energy. All right. So if there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I'm excited to welcome them back as a partner here on the channel and the podcast. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/Kempire. That's drinkag1.com/Kempire. More information will be available in the description. Thank you to AG1 for supporting our health. You know what I mean? Who in the live chat has tried it? Replay crew, let us know if you've tried it. I want to hear about your experiences. Brenda says the first episode was good. Yeah, this was a good first episode. And based off what we're going to see for the rest of the season, going to be even better. All right. Let me tell you more about my experience at the Summer House Martha's Vineyard premiere party. I've been saving all the tea. But if you're a member, you got all the tea the next day. Shout out to our members. The members got the tea the next day. Okay. All right. So besides hanging out with Charisse at this premiere party, I spoke to her. She was very lovely. She was very lovely. You know who else was lovely? All of the producers that are involved. Honestly, I met more of the producers than I met of the cast, I think. Look, I met a lot of the producers, and they watch. And they said, you know, when you say that the producers watch, we do. And like I said, it wasn't just one producer. All right. So I was like, okay, so you guys are watching. I hope you guys, by you telling me that, don't think that I'm going to change my opinion. Keep watching, because if I don't like something, I'm going to call it out. But so far, episode one, okay, I was like, we're in Martha's Vineyard during, you know, a busy season, because you remember the last time they were there, it was. But look, it's a new show. They can't afford a house. They have a budget. They can't afford a house during busy season in Martha's Vineyard. All right. They were there for like 15 days. You know, I was asking all the questions. I was also trying to get tea. I was trying to get information from the cast, but they wouldn't give it to me. I tried to get information from producers. They wouldn't give it to me. Certain casts after certain drinks were a little bit more open. Sidebar. Guess who also I saw? Because, you know, if you've been here and during our recaps of season one of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, I told you we were very upset about our girl Mariah. Where's my picture of Mariah? I added Mariah back because I don't know if she makes an appearance this season. I tried to get her to confirm, but I did notice that Mariah and Amir had a moment at the premiere party. And when I say had a moment, because at first they were avoiding each other. Well, at least Amir was avoiding her, but they saw each other at the bar and they hugged it out. I don't know if he's ever issued an apology to her, but if you remember from season one, Amir was part of the reason why poor homegirl was, you know, kicked up out of the house and never to be seen again. Never to be seen again. Why did, when I see Mariah, I said, like, I put my fist up and I said, justice for Mariah. Justice for Mariah. Still, justice for Mariah. Not Mariah Carey. Mariah from Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Okay. So I saw Mariah. I met her best friend as well. Hey, best friend. Who else did I see? I did see Amir. I didn't talk to Amir. Unless someone came up to me or a producer was introducing them to me, then I'm sitting in the cut. I'm there for work. I'm not there to drink. I'm not there to party. I'm there to get the tea so we could talk about it here and we could get context for the season. I don't need no new friends. No. So I know some of the cast noticed that I was there, and if we didn't speak, sorry. Look, unless you wanted to give me some tea for the season, but I did see Amir. Mm-hmm. I did see him. Sorry, Amir. Look, I liked Amir last season. Besides the whole Mariah part of the season, okay. Who else did I see? I saw Nick. Again, you know, no reason. Hey, from afar. Hey. I did have a small interaction with Alex. And I have to say, because, you know, I'm big on energy. I can read people's energy. I'm very intuitive. Okay? So I saw Alex. Alex, we got to talk because, ooh, this episode. So I asked Alex, I was like, is the coat check back here? I asked him about the coat check. He's like, oh, no, I think it's in the front. You have to ask the person, then they will get your jacket. So that brief interaction told me a lot about Nick. Look, that brief interaction told me a lot about Nick. nice. A nice guy. Is he an F-boy? I don't know. But that brief interaction, I was like, you know what, Alex? You're cool with me. Very brief interaction. And yes, for those that are wondering in person, I feel like everyone looked the same, if not better, in person. Yeah, and Alex is tall, good looking. Yes, good looking in person. And he has like a thing about him. Very like laid back. He was cool. Wait, isn't that John Legend's cousin, right? And of course, I met Preston. Preston was the first person that I think, Preston was the first person that I saw when I first arrived to the premiere party. Lovely, but I expected Preston to be lovely because he's been lovely on social media. I love Preston. I keep forgetting that the Summer House folks don't all live in New York. I didn't realize Preston was in DC. And so I remember Amir was in Texas, but a lot of people were flying in. A lot of people were flying in. Uh-oh, you guys are asking some messy questions I'm going to ignore. I'm going to ignore anyways. So I met Preston. I met Shanice. Remember Shanice? As soon as I met Shanice, well, Shanice is full-time this year. This time, Shanice, you know, she's full-time. She's spending the entire 2 weeks with the gang. But you remember last season? Do you guys remember last season? When we covered Shanice and we talked about Shanice? About the boyfriend situation? look. But you know what I found funny? Certain people were exactly how they are on reality television. Shanice, throughout the party, I was watching Shanice. I was watching you. Shanice was having a good time. Shanice is a good time. Does she have a tick? I got an energy. Like, I was reading people's energy while I was there. I was like, Lola, Nice, though. Like, she wasn't shady. She wasn't, like, she was, like, a nice, fun girl with a tick. What's a tick? Well, you read between the lines, okay? Speaking of a tick, let's talk about our girl, Bria. Bria. I love it when reality stars say, you love me, Kempire. I'm your favorite. Literally what Bria said to me. It's not the first time a housewife or reality TV star has said that to me. You love me. I'm your favorite. Bria, where'd you get that from? I like Bria for the show as a reality star. But Bria, where'd you get that from? Milo? Milo. Yeah, Milo wasn't there. Our fave wasn't there. Okay. April says Shanice was Shanice-ing. Uh-huh. And she's an Aries, and I get along very well with Aries. So I didn't have a lot of conversation with Shanice, but I don't think I could have had a lot of conversation with Shanice. Okay? But anyways, back to Bria. Back to Bria. So Bria did not bring her dog, but she brought her brother. I met her brother. They look like twins. They look like twins. Very lovely. Bria was lovely. We took a couple of pictures together. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw some of these pictures. Okay? Lee, behave yourself in the chat. Okay. Who else? So I saw Nick. Did not interact with Nick, which is fine. Not interested. Okay? Saw Alex. All right? Very lovely. He told me where the coat check was. I saw Summer. I didn't interact with Summer. I just was watching. I was watching. Saw Bria. Okay. Noelle. So Noelle's the newcomer. She's an AKA. She lives in Brooklyn. She might hook up with Alex this season. Not sure. But let me tell you something. Production and the other cast wanted to make sure that I knew that Noelle brings it this season. But you know how we do over here. I will watch for myself and decide. But even in episode one, you're like, huh, okay, Noelle. She's bringing her energy. Okay. So she's the newbie this season, Noelle. Cute. Cute. All right. Amir was there as well. I saw Amir. I also did interact with Jordan. Lovely. lovely, really enjoyed a very brief conversation with Jordan. She was very sweet. I liked her energy too. I liked her energy too. Shanice, we already talked about Shanice. Sorry, Shanice. And of course, Jasmine. Jasmine was the one to make sure that I came to this event. So shout out to Jasmine. I really enjoy Jasmine. And you know, because I've said some things about Jasmine and Silas. For those that keep forgetting, Silas was deployed. So that's why you don't see Silas during the season. But there are FaceTime calls that you will see with Jasmine. Jasmine apparently is being alienated from the group. People do not want to hang out with Jasmine. Everybody on this cast are hanging out with everybody else, but they're not hanging out with Jasmine. And look, Jasmine was like a mini Kyle Richards last season. It felt like she was trying to produce a lot. And that was a little annoying. And I got where Jordan was coming from. But at this point, why does it feel like they're trying to ice her out? And I think the main difference between the rest of the group and Jasmine, she's a married woman now. She's a married woman, and now it's even more different now. She has a baby, okay? So they went on a trip. They went on a trip to Jamaica, and they didn't invite Jasmine. Not even an invite. They didn't even give her a moment to say, no, I can't go. They didn't even invite her, all right? So I did see Jasmine, lovely. I really like Jasmine. I like her energy. Of course, I saw Preston. Preston is definitely the heart of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. And I love the fact that all the boys are going to be in that room with the bunk beds. You know production is messy. They put all the boys, well, they didn't put the boys in there, but they had that room with all the bunks, but naturally the boys went into the bunks. Except Preston. Preston got his own room. Pays to be really good with the girls and not sleep with them. Just say. But before we get into Summer House Martha's Vineyard, I have to say justice, not just for Mariah. You know, we were talking about Mariah. No confirmation on whether or not we will see Mariah make an appearance this season. But she really is still very much friends with Jasmine. Okay? But I got to meet, and I did not even realize, and I felt so bad that I did not realize that he was not in the promo photo here, because there's just so many beautiful faces. I forgot. Jason is not on the season. I met Jason. He was the only guy besides Preston, okay, only heterosexual guy from the cast that I met. And I was just like, you're not on this season? So word on the street, the reason why he's not on, allegedly, is because he wasn't interesting enough. What? Look. Let me tell you something. The Jason that we met on the show in season one is exactly the Jason that I met at this premiere party. Fun. Damn. J-Spot says, Kempire, we don't care about Jason. I do. Oh, Toya says, Jason won't be missed. Blanche, oh look, but Blanche says, I love Jason. Here's the thing. Jason was so much fun at this premiere party, just in meeting him. And I was like, he's more likable than some of these guys on this cast. But likable isn't always great television. But I still wanted to see him because Jason has a real connection to the cast. He's real friends with the cast. I'm like, oh, see, Vigilian says, Jason was digging into Silas and I was here for it. And he's funny. And he's really funny in person. Exactly. Naomi says Jason needed to be there for Jasmine, especially this season when it feels like everyone is sort of icing her out. I'm really shocked. And maybe because the producers didn't realize the group dynamic. But of course they did, because in the first episode, they're talking about how Jasmine is not a part of the group. That, I mean, it doesn't feel like people aren't friends with Jasmine, but they're doing things without her. So Jason really would have been a nice balance for the guys, but also for Jasmine. But damn, I didn't even realize Jason was not a part of the cast photo. And I was like, what? You're not on this season? Ruth Ann, say it, say it. Ruth Ann says Jason over Amir. And here's the thing. Amir's in this relationship, and that's all we keep hearing about how crazy his girlfriend is. All right, Amir, so why are you here? He's probably going to be real boring to see. Sorry, Amir. See, this is why. I mean, I didn't get any tea on what Amir's storyline would be this season, but Amir has a new girlfriend. Nick is still with his other girlfriend, the one that no one knew about, but he was flirting with other people. In episode 2, it looks like Jordan's uncomfortable with how touchy-feely Nick is. Nick, look, but I get why Nick was brought back because of his messy situation. I get why Alex was brought back because of his messy situation with Summer. Apparently, he's been inside of her. Why did you have to say it like that, Summer? Someone says, is Milo coming back? Milo was in the episode. We didn't get a lot from him, though. DB says that Amir is weird, too. I like Jason. Bring back Jason for season 3, please. Please and thank you. Damn, Seabreezy says, that tells you everything, Kemp. You didn't even miss him in the group photo. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't look at the group photo like that. I could have easily missed a bunch of people in the photo. I didn't look at the group photo like that, to be honest. So that's part of the reason why I didn't realize that. Oh, wait a second, you're not in the photo. But justice for Jason. Jason can come back. I mean, we've seen them do this before with Summer House or Winter House, where people you don't see in one season, they'll come back. All right? Y'all are terrible. But maybe y'all are proving the producer's point. Justice for Jason. Replay crew, if you agree with me, you'll let me know in the chat, in the comment section. Okay. LaHeather says that no one cares about Amir's girlfriend. Other than Andy. Womp, womp, womp. Marie says that I like Amir. He's precious. I liked Amir too last season. So we'll see. We'll see. Uh-oh. We talked. Mo Reality says bring back Phil. Well, we briefly talked about Phil at the premiere party. I don't know if I want to bring back Phil. I'd much rather bring back Jason. Phil seems like he might be a liability for everyone involved. So I don't think I want to bring back Phil. But maybe, I mean, if we could test it out for just bring back Phil a little bit, like a guest appearance, and then see how that goes. They're really friends with Phil. So I like anything that is real. All right. Thank you, Deborah. Deborah says justice for Jason. It's just me and you, Deborah. No, a bunch of us in here. A bunch of us in here. Okay, guys, if you're just joining us, we are talking about Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. The new season premiered on Sunday night, right after the season finale for The Real Housewives of Potomac. Be sure to let us know on how you would rate this week's episode. Live chat, how would you rate this week's episode of Martha's Vineyard? Let me know. I forgot to put a poll up because it's been a day. It's been a day. All right, see, Janelle says, bring back Jason and Mariah. I really liked Jason when I met him. He was like the only guy besides Preston that I met that I was like, I like you. You're a nice guy. You're exactly who you were on the show. Oh, Scherzer says, no, Kempire, we don't need to see Phil again. Yeah. Yeah. T says, I liked Amir last season too, but by the end of the season and now, not so much. I agree. But look, I'm in this first episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, I didn't dislike him. I thought he was quite okay. Look, I thought he was quite okay. All right. Hold on. Let me put up my stuff so you guys can remember. I'll be coming to Boston on May 30th. I'll be coming to Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta on July 12th, and then I'll be in Seattle on August 30th. If you haven't gotten your tickets for our live show, Kempire After Dark, be sure to get your tickets today. Don't wait till the last minute because then you'll be shut out. Okay? Don't wait till the last minute. Get your tickets and be sure to keep telling people about our Kempire After Dark live tour that's happening to us, coming to a city near you. All right. I'm not even looking at my notes, y'all. Let me take a look at my notes. So a couple things that I want to say. I love the fact that we are in Martha's Vineyard during a good part of the season. Okay. Meaning that it's where you can actually see people and see activities and have a good time. And it's sunny and it's beautiful. Okay. So I like that. I also like the new house. The house is bigger. It's better. The guys are going to share bunk beds. The bunk beds were kind of nice, though. But at the same time, it's like, these are grown men. Preston, you should be very happy you did not have to share those bunk beds. You should be very happy. Because I can't even imagine. Ew. Anyways, so they're all looking at the rooms. We already kind of know at the top of the season that Jasmine has been iced out. Her friendship with Jordan is not in the best place. And based off of the premiere party, I think their friendship is still a little shaky. So can y'all start tagging Bravo TV on social media and tell them that we need a Summer House Martha's Vineyard reunion? Please and thank you. We need one ASAP because I know they're not planning one. I did find out we're getting 9 episodes this season. 9 episodes this season, and that does not include a reunion. We need a reunion. Even if it has to be at Watch What Happens Live and Andy has to host it. Oh, God. Hey, Jenna. Jenna says, Preston was happy. I love that part. Yeah, the girls were looking out for him. I appreciate that. I'm sure if I was there, they would have looked out for me. Not if Preston was there, then they wouldn't have looked out for me. Damn. Not the bunk beds. But the bunk beds were kind of nice. Like, they were big bunk beds. But you got to share all of that space with them? Wendy says the bunk beds looked uncomfortable. I mean, and what exactly did Preston mean by side bunk? Because, you know, the producers, inappropriate question, producers. It says, are you top bunk or bottom bunk? He says, I'm side bunk.
How you doing?
All right. We're going to leave that alone. This is not Kempire After Dark, okay? This is not Kempire After Dark. Deborah asked a good question. And happy anniversary on 13 months of being a member here on the channel. Deborah says, was Jasmine pregnant at the time of filming? She was. And you see kind of hints of it during filming of this first episode. That you see that she's saying, I'm not drinking. But she doesn't want to tell the group. She doesn't want to tell the group that she is pregnant. I mean, if you're not in a good place with the group, would you want to tell the group that you're pregnant? Naomi says that the girls welcomed Preston, but not Alex. Well, this is where we find that there's tension between Alex and Summer. So apparently Summer and Alex hooked up. We didn't find out about the in and the out until a few minutes later. But she calls him weird. She says that he's trash. I was sort of like thrown off. Anyone else? I was thrown off by that. I was just like, I think Summer got in her feelings. I'm not going to say that Alex didn't play with her feelings, but it was very clear, at least in episode 1, that Alex felt like it was one thing, but Summer, I feel like, just based off the edit, because I don't know for sure. I don't know what Alex said to you. Alex could have been promising you the world and said, you're my only one. I don't know. But based off the episode, it feels like you were more invested than he was. That's the feeling that I'm getting from the episode. Okay? You guys are hilarious. Let me say thank you for the super chats. Guys, don't forget to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. JMW, thank you so much for the super chat. JMW says Mariah and Jason both should have been back. I think Mariah might make an appearance this season. They wouldn't confirm or deny it. So I think Mariah might make an appearance. I don't think Jason makes an appearance at all. I think they offered him to make an appearance from what I can remember him saying over the loud music. Tyrese, thank you so much for the super chat. Tyrese says Silas probably didn't let Jason come back while he is deployed. Oh, I don't think so. Because remember, Silas knows how tight the friendship is with Jasmine and Jason. I don't think that there's anything like that. Some of y'all don't believe that men and women can be friends. So maybe. But that the speculation, I will go with that. I will go with that. Palavir says, Alex acts like a love bomber. So that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering because Summer, as soon as he comes in, she doesn't talk to him. And she whispers under her breath, he's weird, he's trash. Oh, okay. All right, look, all right. Alex goes to find his room. He finds that the bunks, but he gets the one single bed. He gets the one single bed. All right. Preston gets his own room. All right. So, damn. T says, is Alex a Cancer? Can we Google Smoogle? I'm sure we did this in season one. Can we find out some of their astrological signs? That would have been quite telling. I should have looked it up before I went to their premiere party. All right. Casey says, I think Jason's coming later. No, I don't think so. Based on what I heard, I don't think he's coming later, which is fine. It's only 9 episodes. Maybe next season we'll get some Jason. I'm still going to be talking about how I think Jason should be on the show. I liked Jason last season and when I met him. And he was the same energy in person. And I like real people. I don't like people that like put on for the camera or want to be a particular way. Not to say any of them felt that way. Like I said, I felt like everyone that I met felt authentic in who we've met on the show. I didn't meet Nick. I did meet Alex. I don't know. Alex is an Aries. That's probably why he had good energy. Shout out to the Aries. Happy Aries season. All right. Someone says do a video on their signs. You know what? This is the video. Okay. Okay. Oh wait. ASM says Kempire, you should have watched Winter House when Jordan was on. Such a huge difference from this show. I didn't see it, but I saw that she was on Winter House. When you say a difference in a bad way? In a bad way? I want to know. I can never really get into the Summer House of it all. I did try to get into the original Summer House. I just couldn't get into it. And I know right now they have the whole Kyle and Lindsay situation happening. I still don't care. Oop, Scorpio says, Alex is a weirdo, but Summer played herself. I mean, two things can exist at the same time. Do we think that Alex is a weirdo, though? I don't know. I think Alex is different. And I think because he's not your typical guy, you know how certain guys are, like when you look at certain guys on this cast, Alex doesn't fall into that. So I can see why people want to lean in and say that he's weird. I don't think he's weird, honestly. I think he is quiet. But who knows what he is as a person you're dating. All right, we've digressed, all right? Amir constantly is talking about his girlfriend. And we get it, you got a girlfriend. But what's concerning to me is how scared Amir is. He's like, yeah, I can't do anything. And this girl is going to be, you know, cutting stuff off. And I'm thinking to myself, Amir, this is interesting. Like, is that normal to be that scared of your girlfriend? Like, normally it's comical. And again, we're watching an edited show, but he seems genuinely scared of his girlfriend. She seems very jealous. And the other girls talk about meeting her. And they said, I wonder if she's going to make an appearance this season. I can't remember in the trailer if we see that. All right. Ooh, T says, Alex is a weirdo masquerading around as a cool dude. You think that's what it is? See, Jasmine, we see each other. Sorry, Nick. Jasmine says, I find Nick more weird, not Alex. I agree. Look, I agree. Sorry, Nick, but not sorry. Ooh, Tyree says they should have given Amir a better storyline. I don't know if that's his storyline, but the girls said that they missed, the women, said that they met Amir's girlfriend, and they said they... I mean, Summer says she was very standoffish. So it must be that whole jealousy vibe. She seems, according to Amir, which is not cool, because you're painting this narrative of your girlfriend. And if we don't get to meet her on this season, it's you know what I mean? It feels a little terrible that you're painting her as this very jealous girlfriend. And now that your friends are saying that she's very standoffish. All right. All right, so we finally get to meet Noelle. And as I told you guys at the premiere party, everyone was raving about what Noelle brings during the season. I'm going to wait and see, but based off of Noelle coming in, y'all saw when she fell on the floor and she just folded her arms and stayed there. I said, oh, yes, okay, I see you. I see you. I get exactly why you fell. You're like, I'm not going to get up. I'm just going to stay right here, right? And contemplate life. She seems like a good ball of energy. There's not much we can say about her just yet, but she does have her eyes on Alex. She says that she's seen Alex around town in Brooklyn. I'm glad I don't live in Brooklyn. Not that you would see me around town, because I'm not hanging out like that. But she's seen him around. Apparently, she's attracted to him. But Summer is her friend. Summer met Noelle because of a hookup. Look. So Summer has a guy that she hooks up with that is good friends or roommates. I can't remember. Yeah, roommates. Or was roommates with Noelle. Sidebar. Look. Were they roommates? I think she said roommates, right? Or did she just say friends? Because then I'm thinking to myself, this heterosexual man is living with this heterosexual woman. Not to say that it hasn't happened, especially in New York, with the way rents cost. But now I'm thinking, did she say roommates? I can't remember. You guys will remind me in the chat. Right? Paige says, watch out, Noelle, don't do it. Well, the ladies were sort of, Shanice was the one to say, Noelle might want to have another conversation with Summer about possibly hooking up with Alex. But based off this first episode, Summer had deeper feelings for Alex. Oh, DB says, yep, roommates. Damn. That's interesting. Okay. Look, that was interesting. All right. I mean, I have no problem with it, but I know some of you probably would have had a problem if that was your man. If that was your man, would you have been okay with your man that's heterosexual living with this? Look, sorry, Noelle. I don't mean to call you this, but living with this, okay? Your man living with this and your man, look, your man hooked up with Summer, and Summer and Noelle don't, you know, they're not far from looking very similar. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I mean, I have no, you know, issue with it because it doesn't involve me. But okay, well, anyways, that's how Summer knows Noelle. It's from a guy she used to hook up with. Of course, she doesn't care because she's just hooking up with him. Okay, she really sugarcoated it too. It's probably because her parents are watching. But she sugarcoated that. However, she did not sugarcoat it when it came to Alex. She said, when you've been inside me. Yeah. Oh, I don't need that vision, okay? Anyways, all right. I'm not even really paying attention to my notes, which is fine. So, you know, we had a big joke the other day, a couple of weeks ago, talking about Old Bay, and I didn't know what Old Bay was, and y'all took my black card from me. And I said, I'm West Indian. I don't know if we use Old Bay, but maybe we do. But I also don't eat seafood like that. Like, I'll have salmon and stuff like that, but I'm not seasoning with Old Bay. So they're getting ready for their own sort of like crab boil that they're going to do. They went to go get the crabs and the lobsters and things like that. So we literally have Bria seasoning the seafood with Old Bay. She says she uses at least two. Is that too much? Again, I don't cook these things. You guys let me know. Is that too much? Okay. Look, all right. That seemed like it was a bit much. And the group, you know, enjoy it a little bit, I guess, right? Maybe. Anyways. So, again, Shanice tells, you know, says in her confessional that she feels like Noelle should have a longer conversation before she pursues anything with Alex. Noelle is here for a good time, not a long time. And I'm here for Noelle and Alex to have the hookup. Anyone else? That's what Summer House is, right? Like, I don't watch this show. Oh, Tyree says the cast reaction at the table was everything. See, J-Spot says, Obey definitely goes on salmon. Well, I never put it on my salmon. Just saying. Oh, someone T says, Kempire, you're not eating salmon right if you haven't sprinkled a little Old Bay on it. Oh, all right. I might have to go get me some Old Bay. All right, moving on. Moving on. So the group sits down to eat this very flavored. Oh, Elsa Gilson says, yes, Old Bay is full of sodium. Also, the heart attack. Okay. No, thank you. No, thank you. So they sit down to have... To have the crab and the lobster and all of that, okay? So the group is asking questions, and one of the questions that they ask is, you know, Jasmine, why have you decided to stop drinking? And at one point, they confront her, like, are you pregnant? And she denies it. She says she just wanted to, you know, stop drinking. She wanted to get more focused on some things. I was like, all right. I mean, I don't know how pregnant she was at this particular point, but... And I'm sure she reveals it this summer. I asked her, you know, do you reveal your pregnancy during the summer, you know, during the season? And she wouldn't confirm. So I believe she does, though. I do believe that she does. Oh, see, Casey says, yes, I watch Summer House for the hookups, not to watch unavailable people in relationships. Oh, damn. Oh, thank you, Felicia. Felicia says, I'm with you, Kempire. Old Bay does not go on salmon. And when I was in D.C., I don't know if they put Old Bay on. I should have asked the chef. It was good, though. That salmon I had, it was very good. The baby was due February 2024, so yeah. Jamie says, I do not blame Jasmine for keeping her pregnancy private. It wasn't the right time to tell all of them. And also, she's not in a great place with all of them. She's not in a great place. And again, I don't know how far along she was at that particular point. All right. I love how we get into our sidebar conversations about things that are not really relevant to the episode. But I love it. I love it. We will continue. Continue in the live chat. All right. And replay crew. All right. All right. So they talk about that. But then it goes left really quickly. So the group confronts Alex about not inviting them to his jam. I got a little annoyed too. Why didn't you invite me, Alex? I'm kidding. I'm being facetious. First of all, even if I was friends with Alex like that, I wasn't going. Sorry, Alex. I just don't go out a lot like that. I would have missed the Diddy story. This morning, I went out to go do Pilates and I missed the, you know, Robin and Candace situation. I mean, I eventually posted about it, but I was like, oh, damn. Can y'all wait till I'm back in the house? So I can't go to Alex's event. Apparently, Alex invited Bria, but he didn't invite everyone else. And he's saying, well, there's an email list, and if you follow this, and you'll get it notified. And he didn't know that Summer was there. Summer was like, you were on FaceTime. I forgot who she was on FaceTime with. And you saw that I was in New York at the time. So she was really hurt. She was really hurt. She's still in her feelings. She has feelings for Alex. She has feelings for Alex. I think Alex pulled her in last season. They ended up having a little bit of a tryst. And apparently she's not over it. I need more details. I feel like there's something not being said. I feel like it's Summer that's not telling us. I'm trying to understand. Or maybe it is exactly the way it's laid out. She had more feelings than he did for her. But... I have to say this, though. Yes, Alex was being a little weird in regards to inviting the group. However, her sending a photo of Alex on the street while they're hanging out and him not knowing that she's taking this photo and sending it to Jordan, then it getting back to Nick. look, that's a little weird. That was a little weird, Summer. But it also let me know that you were very into Alex. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Alex is good looking. Seems like he has it together. I forget what Alex does for work. And what else? Good looking. Seems to have it together. You know, he's a nice person. It seemed like a nice person. I get why Summer might have been in her feelings. What can someone tell me what Summer's sign is? Can we find that? See, okay, I'm not the only one that thought this. Lucy says summer was weird for that. Vigilian says, hold on, damn it, I lost Vigilian's comment. Oh, it's giving Shanice. I'm sorry, Shanice, but I'm not sorry. I agree, Vigilian. I agree, it's giving Shanice. A little, you know, go watch that episode that we recapped in regards to Shanice and the allegations against Shanice and her ex. Okay. Jace Pot says, it's giving my man, my man, my man, sis sprung. That's what I got from the episode, but I want to keep an open mind. Maybe there's more to the story. I'm trying, Summer, but it is giving weird. Like, you're giving weird. Okay. All right. But here's the thing. So they move from being upset about Alex not inviting them to his event in Brooklyn to them being upset between Preston and Bria getting into it. But Preston did tell me that he and Bria get into it throughout the season, but they're in a good space right now. They're in a good space right now. Okay, V says Alex is fine, though. His swag is everything. And I will say this. Based on what I've seen in person, he does have a swag to him. It's almost like, and I am impressed with that because, you know, some people are very like, ugh, in your face with their ichness. Look, ichness, I don't know what that is. He does have a little sort of like pulled back, but maybe because he's tall. He's very tall. So maybe that's what it is. He's tall, he's good looking, so he doesn't really have to try hard. You know what, L. Singleton says, Kempire, when you're young and dumb and full of you know what, you don't know how to protect your heart. Well, look. Lucy says Summer was projecting bad. I think so, too. Oh, Miss Brooklyn Diamond says, but they did the same to Jasmine. Yeah, they've been alienating Jasmine ever since last season. I hope they get to a better place. I hope they get to a better place. Paige, thank you so much for the super chat. Paige says, Summer's reaction at dinner, I couldn't. I know. She was definitely in her feelings that he did not invite her. She was very upset that he was lying and saying, you are acting like you didn't know that I was in town. You clearly knew that I was in town. But when we get the context that she sent this picture to Jordan without him knowing that they were hanging out, she felt a way. Honestly, I'm trying to think if put me in Alex's position. I'm casually dating. We're not in a relationship. I'm casually dating someone and you're sending a picture of myself when I didn't know it to someone else. And then I'm finding out from another friend that you sent this picture and I didn't know. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm not going to be like, oh, we're breaking up. But I am going to kind of look at you like, that was suspicious. That was weird. V, thank you so much for the super chat. V says, they had sex, right? Or did I hear something wrong? V, are you serious right now? V, she said multiple times in this episode, but I get it. It was a long episode. It was like an hour and 15 minutes. Without commercials, it was shorter. V, she said multiple times that he was inside of her. Okay? I know you're being serious, right? Or are you being facetious? No, she said multiple times that, you know, when you're inside someone, you know, there's a level of, she wanted to say respect, but then instead of saying respect, she said love. I was like, girl, go back, rewind, go back, rewind, say respect, not love. Because that made him go like, see, this is what I'm saying. We're not on the same page. I mean, she's not lying. He was, apparently. Maybe, wait, so Summer, was it really good? Like, I want to know from, this is why we need a reunion, especially if they don't talk about it at length. Not at length. Oh, God. See, this is why I miss Empire After Dark. I can talk however I want. Boston, I'll see you May 30th. Get your tickets, City Winery in Boston. We're going to talk about everything, okay? I love this cast. They are a mess. Summer included. Oh, Palavir says, Dirty John equal Alex. I don't want to put that on Alex. I think we need to know more. Palavir says, asking for a friend. I think Summer might be in her feelings. I think she read a lot into whatever happened between them. But again, we need to know more. I don't want to completely say that that's what's happening. I need to know more. Hey, Miss Brooklyn Diamonds. Brooklyn Diamond says, and that is exactly why he pulled back. She was falling and he was fun. Yeah. That's what I'm getting. Look, I've been in a similar situation. So this is why I need to know more context. Because sometimes people will start feeling more feelings than you are. And as a Taurus, we take our time. We don't rush. Okay, you know what Elsa said? She said, it's after 7 p.m., so let's talk that talk. Yeah, but we still can't on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch and Twitter. Well, Twitter we can. Hey, Twitter. On there we can, but you know, just saying. Oh, you know, there are certain comments I cannot even highlight. You guys are terrible in the live chat, but I love it. All right? Oh, V, thank you for the super chat. V says, well, in Summer's mind, they go together. And some people's minds, that's how it is. And that's the vibe it's giving. But again, I always remind you guys, you're watching an edited show. So that could just be the way that it's edited. Or maybe not. Maybe it is what it actually is, Summer. I still love me some Summer. And that might be because she's Jamaican. But I'm here for you, Alex. I'm here for you. All right. See, exactly. Ruth Ann says, yep, we do. Tauruses, we take our time. And sometimes it's too much time for certain people. They're like, oh, we've been talking for 4 weeks. Why aren't we together? Because it takes me at least 4 weeks before I decide to make a decision in other aspects of my life. Slow it down. Slow it down. People, you know, I know I'm very lovable, but come on now. Miss Brooklyn Diamond says, no, please don't let her be a Cancer. She's ruining it for us all. Do we find out where her sign is? Please let us know. Paige, exactly. Woo, 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 Summer. Woo, woo, woo. I'm so glad I did not talk to Summer at this party because maybe I should have talked to her so I could have gotten some tea in regards to what happened between her and Alex. Anyways, I say all that to say, okay. So Preston and Bria get into it. They get into it like fierce. I'm like, oh, I almost got my feelings hurt. We do get an update in regards to Jasmine and Silas. If you remember, Silas called into the channel last season to talk about, you know, the misconceptions of how he's being perceived on the show. I believe he also talked about being in counseling then. Jasmine confirms that in this episode, the premiere episode of Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, that her and Silas have been in counseling. I don't know if can you do counseling? I don't know how that works if you're deployed. I don't know if I'm sure they were doing it before. But I don't know if they are still doing it while he's deployed. Probably not. All right. So Jasmine does talk a little bit about from the beginning of the episode and at the end of the episode about her relationship with Jordan being in a different place. All right. So we go out on this boat. First of all, Preston did open up about losing his father. His father's funeral was like the next day, but he wasn't going to it. He's been alienated from his father's side of the family. He talks about how he did really, you know, his father was like a terrible father, you know, when he was younger. He reconnected with his father while he was in law school, but he felt like that connection was disingenuous. So he gets really emotional talking about that. And he says right now he really needs his friends. And he says when the group found out about his father dying, they all reached out to him, you know, during that time. And he really appreciated it. So we have this boat event where, you know, he celebrates his father's life in that particular moment. And then we have two different conversations on this boat. Okay. We have Jasmine and Jordan in their own conversation. Be sure to let me know what you thought of their conversation. I'm going to let you know what I thought. Okay. I believe, yes, last season Jasmine was doing a lot. And I think what the problem is with a lot of people, and some of you probably have gone through this with your friends that have gone on to get married and have children. I feel like that is what Jordan is struggling with, is that her friend's life has changed. And her friend has made choices that maybe she doesn't agree with. Because when she says she used to have a Skrillex haircut, and she's like, that's how much she's changed. Well, I'm glad she did. It feels as if Jordan doesn't, she's one of those friends that doesn't want to see her friends grow up, mature, evolve. And I'm not saying that Jordan isn't mature in this conversation. It feels that way. But I feel as if she wants Jasmine to stay the person that she met years ago. This is why, as you get older, sometimes your friend circle can become smaller and smaller and smaller. And based on what we can see in this season, yes, last season it felt like Jasmine was doing too much. Her relationship with Silas was not enviable. However, I felt like Jordan was being very judgmental. At one point, what did she say? Jordan says that she freaked out and doesn't know if she can trust Jasmine. Here's the thing. Here I go twerking on a fence. I kind of get where Jordan's coming from in a sense. Because of how different Jasmine was acting during last season, I could see where she was sort of like, who are you? But to say that you were freaked out and that you couldn't trust Jasmine, I don't know. I think she's being very dramatic. What's Jordan's sign? Do we know? What's Jordan's sign? Yeah, Deborah says, but we know people like this. We know people that do not want us to evolve. They want us to stay the same. Ooh, Summer is a Leo, August 10th. Thank you, Jasmine. Summer is a Leo. Leos, for those, shout out to the Leos. Leos are very sensitive. And if you're not up there, you know what? Okay, here we go. Look, if you're not like praising a Leo, you know, always sort of uplifting a Leo, they will get into their feelings. They'll be very insecure. I know they give to the world that they're very secure and, you know, they're beautiful and they're da da da. Yeah, but no, now it all makes sense. Now it all makes sense. All right. Oh, okay. Palavir says, Kempire, ding, ding, ding. Watch Jordan on Winterhouse.
Hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Janelle, thank you so much. Janelle says Jordan is a Capricorn and so is Jasmine. Huh. This is why you need to know other parts of your birth chart, because not every Capricorn is the same. What is her moon sign? What is her rising sign? Those things are important. Anyways, thank you, Janelle. Yeah, so they had this conversation and look, it feels as if this group has been trying to ice out Jasmine. Like I've said countless times already in this recap, Jasmine was doing a lot last season. She was. And I was actually looking forward to seeing Jasmine this season without Silas. But we can't forget, she's still a married woman. Her husband was literally vacationing with her. So you are a little bit different. And also their relationship was during the pandemic. And she says, and she even says in this episode that's her best friend. And maybe that's where Jordan is feeling left out, because that used to be her best friend. So she's feeling like, whoa, Jordan. I don't know if they can make it back to where they used to be. I don't think that they will, to be honest with you. I think that they, at least, I think Jasmine has outgrown Jordan. And Jordan, we remember some of your behavior from last season that was a little sus too. But we, you know, Okay, Ruth Ann says that Jordan is giving She's the problem. At least in this conversation, and look, I come into every season trying to have at least somewhat of an open mind, and because I can't remember every single detail, even though all those details are starting to come back into my mind from last season with this cast. But yeah, so they basically end their conversation, and it's not over. Like, their issue is not over. Jordan at one point brings up a text. Apparently she had a conversation with Silas and they were all good. She says she had a conversation via text with Jasmine and Jasmine never responded. However, Jasmine says, "You're talking to me about a text. If you look at my outgoing calls, there are constant calls with Jordan." So I'm guessing that they have been having conversations, but I don't know. Part of me feels as if this relationship is not going to be what it was. I think it will be friendly, but I don't think it's going to be what it was. If it could be, I would love that. Here's the thing. Friends are important for your mental health, for, you know, just your, it's an important relationship to have. So I want that for them. But Jasmine, based on what I've seen from last season, this season, and what I've met in person, I think Jasmine has outgrown Jordan. Thank you, Janelle. Janelle says, Bria is a Gemini. Preston is a Pisces. We learned that from this episode. Alex is an Aries. Taurus cusp. That's probably why I got good energy from Alex. Hey, Alex. This is why I understand where you're coming from. Okay. Nick is an Aquarius. Uh-huh. Okay. Jasmine is a Capricorn. Probably why I'm like, I like Jasmine and Jordan when I met them, to be honest. Silas is a Pisces. Oh, dang. Pisces men, trouble. I know Preston's a Pisces, but trouble. Jordan's a Capricorn. Shanice is an Aries. So, I mean, I didn't really get to talk with Shanice, but okay. Summer is a Leo. And of course, Amir's a Leo. Of course, Amir's a Leo. I'm not surprised by that. But again, this is part of the reason why you need to know someone's full chart in order to really assess. This is why I always say you could be with whatever sign if you understand where they're coming from. Just saying. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. I am not going to take callers today because, as you saw, we had some breaking news in regards to Diddy. So I had to push back our summer house, Martha's Vineyard. I still need to eat dinner. It's late here in New York City, but I wanted to talk about the episode, and then we will return to callers next week. So hold up. Wait a minute. You will have an opportunity to call in and share your thoughts, and I'm sure the cast is watching. Hey, cast. Look, hey, cast. Hey, replay crew. Let us know. And justice for Mariah and Jason. Lorraine, post-production. Why? Y'all better bring Jason back next season, or I'm not watching or recapping.
Lies! The lies!
All right. But so far, how would you guys rate the season? How would you guys rate the season? The episode, not the season. Okay? Shady Tyrell, where have you been? Probably not following the things on social media. Shady Tyrell says, do we think Jasmine is pregnant? For those that don't know, Jasmine gave birth already. She has a full-on baby. She has a full-on baby. She made the announcement on socials as well a few months ago. So, yeah. Thank you, Christina. Christina's understood, Kempire. You're a hard worker. Yeah, and I'm hungry right now. I don't even know what I'm going to eat. That's even the worst part. Ruth Ann says, I think Jasmine. I love the fact that some of you didn't even know. Didn't even know that she was pregnant. Oh, I did love this line too. Jasmine says, Preston said, you want to make a scene? I'll make a movie. He said this to Bria. I love Preston, but I'm so glad that Preston's back. Y'all better keep Preston there. Look, y'all better keep Preston there. He just gives so much. Like, he's like the heart. He's also, you know, he'll read you down. He'll get in the mess with the men. He'll get into the mess with the women. I love it. Star. Look, a star. Anyways, she had a boy, right? Right, Jasmine? You had a boy. Yep. Congrats. Congrats to Jasmine. For those that didn't know, Jasmine did end up announcing that she was pregnant. I'm waiting to see if she's going to announce to the group this season on Summer House Martha's Vineyard if she is going to make it known to them. I think she will. I think she will. All right. All right. We also have another conversation. We have another conversation on the boat, and that conversation is with Alex and Summer, and she mentions, you were inside me. You were inside me. So there has to be a level of, she starts to say respect, and I was like, go with that, girl. And she's like, you know, some sort of love. And Preston's like, love. Not love. Not love. And that's when they talk about the picture. And that's when they talk about the picture that she took of him and then sent to Jordan, which was sent to Nick. Not too grown for you to be sending all these damn pictures to gossiping on each other. But I guess that happens, huh? I don't like the fact that they're alienating Jasmine this season. That's one thing I don't love. I don't understand why they're doing it. However, it doesn't feel like they're being mean towards her. I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit more of Noelle because they had so many glowing things to say. But, you know, I'm not listening to producers. But the cast said it as well. They said that Noelle offers a lot this season. I like her vibe. I like her vibe so far. All right. Good question. Elle Singleton says, Kempire, I don't mean to go off topic, but how can we get Love Match Atlanta back on? Tag Bravo. Apparently, Love Match Atlanta technically hasn't been canceled. It's been put on pause. But they've done that for Dallas, Family Karma. We need to get Family Karma back, too. Just saying. Anyways, I liked it, too. And if you missed it, guys, we did do a Love Match Atlanta podcast episode last year, I think it was. So I had two of the matchmakers on, and they spilled a lot of tea. That's probably the reason why we didn't get renewed, damn. But go listen to it. It was worth it. It was fun. It was a fun episode. Anyways, I need to have them back. I need to have them back. Anyways, Lamont and, oh my gosh, Shay, I had them on. So shout out to them. We had a really great conversation. Sidebar, the reason why you didn't see the video version of that conversation is because I accidentally deleted it. Sorry. I got too much stuff going on. Too much stuff going on. Hey, Jay. Jay says, listening to Kempire and Googling where the heck Bermuda is. It's an active Monday evening. I love it. I love it. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for the super chat. Shout out to our King's Guards for holding us down during our Real Housewives of Potomac recap with the Brooke Ashley. If you missed it, we had a great conversation and we had nearly 4,000 people watching live. We appreciate that, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We also want to thank, of course, our channel members for keeping the lights on here in the studio. And of course, we do appreciate our subscribers because you guys also like the video, you comment, you engage, you share, you tell a friend to tell a friend. We appreciate it. So if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. Guys, how would you rate Summer House Martha's Vineyard from 1 to 10 this premiere episode? I thought this was a solid premiere episode. I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8. I thought it was good. And based off the preview, oh, Nick, they calling you the creeper, Nick. I have to say, when he was taking a photo with them in episode 1, I forgot who else he was with. He was with Jordan and someone else. I can't remember who the other person was. And the way he was trying to hold them, I was just like, and remember what we heard of Nick last season. We didn't even know he had a girlfriend yet. He was flirting with Shanice. He was flirting with this one. He was flirting with that one. So he actually is the one that we should be giving the side eye to, not Alex. His behavior has been suspect. Suspect. You guys are giving good ratings. I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8. I think that's a nice, good, solid rating. I thought it was a good one. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I'm looking forward to seeing more of Noelle. Maybe we will get a better understanding of what happened between Summer and Alex, but I think we know. Nick is a creeper, according to the preview. Who else? Who else do I want to get an update on? Preston's going to be beefing with some of the folks. Bria's going to be Bria-ing. Milo's going to be there narrating. I feel robbed, though. Why didn't we get a Milo confessional? I'm sure we will. And if we don't, editors, post-production, just saying. Get it together. But I would have liked... And someone can narrate his voice. Who do you think should do Milo's voice? I want Milo to get a confessional every episode. I want a little bit of Milo. A little confessional of Milo. Just saying. Ooh. Rain of April says, I think both Nick and Alex are sneaky in their own right. Okay. I mean, they are men. Look, they are men. So Amir is in a relationship. Nick is in a relationship. Who else is in a relationship on this cast? Jasmine's, of course, married. Bria, you know, she did mention that Simon is going to be coming later in the season, which I'm glad because he was, you know, such contention with him coming last season. So I'm glad to see Simon come back. Jordan, is Jordan dating anyone? I know she had a little bit of a something going on during Winterhouse, but I didn't watch it. Maybe I need to go watch it just to see what was going down. Alex is single forever, but maybe not. Look, he's getting very close to Noelle in this picture. He's getting very close to Noelle in this picture. Shanice is Shanicing. Look at that face. Of course, Bria's going to, you know, Bria. Bria is going to be Brian. Shanice is going to be Shanicing. And we're going to be watching and recapping every single Monday here on the channel. We only have 9 episodes, but we need to tag Bravo. Let them know you want to see a Summer House Martha's Vineyard reunion, please, this season. Because I need some questions answered. Okay? Just saying. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for being here. Shout out to our King's Guard. Shout out to our channel members. Shout out to our subscribers. Shout out to those of you watching in the bushes. We appreciate you all being here. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let us know your thoughts on this season of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. And as always, don't forget to shout out to our AG1 partners as well. So if you want to get a little nutritional value for yourself, be sure to check that out. More information will be available in the description. I will see you guys later. Have a great rest of your evening. I'll see you guys tomorrow for Tuesday Takeover at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. All right. Bye, y'all. Let's get out of here.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.